Welcome back to the Parents' Rights in Education podcast. We are a grassroots movement of millions of parents and allies standing together, speaking as one, to protect children and ensure parents' crucial role in their child's education is protected. We come alongside millions of parents and allies and equip them to stand up for their rights by free trainings, membership, and community support. You can join this movement for free by visiting parentsrightsineducation.com. And hey, if you love the work that we're doing, please leave us a 5-star review. Your review helps us get out our message and allows us to keep advocating for parents' rights. Thanks so much for being here. Let's get into today's topic.
Hey guys, I've got some great, exciting news to share with you. We've had such unbelievable feedback on our podcast that we are now going to break it up into 3 segments for your benefit. So here's how it goes. News on Monday. And then on Wednesdays, we'll share our topic. And on Fridays, we'll be inspiring interviews. So let's get right into the news. The Parents' Right to Know bill, sponsored by the Senate President Pro Tem Greg Jasper, and by the way, that's in the Alabama House, was carried to the House of Representatives by Representative Matt Woods. Now, this bill, passed by the Alabama House with bipartisan support, requires teachers to post curriculum on the school website at the beginning of each calendar year. The bill would also require each teacher, upon request, to allow the parents to examine all instructional and supplemental materials and books available to students in the classroom. This bill provides transparency and communication, which are both beneficial components for student success. Kudos to Alabama. Wow, let's follow this one, the Parents' Right to Know. Next up, here's a study on transgender suicide risk, which after gender-affirming vaginoplasty, suicide risk doubled. If anyone ever claims that gender reassignment surgery is necessary to save anybody's life, you can cite these stats from a study published in the American Urological Association's peer-reviewed journal. Okay, research examined data on 869 men who received a vaginoplasty and 357 women who received a phalloplasty in California from 2012 to 2018. California men who removed their genitalia via vaginoplasty or the removal of the penis and simultaneous construction of a vagina-like, remember, this is a vagina-like opening via transgender surgery, later tried to commit suicide at twice the rate as before undergoing the surgery. Twice the rate. Now, the study found that 22.2% of those who received a vaginoplasty and 20.7% of those who received a phalloplasty had at least one ER or inpatient psychiatric encounter during the time in which the study was conducted. So bottom line, guys, this is not working. Suicide rates are doubled after these surgeries. Okay, last but certainly not least, the DOJ, or the Department of Justice, hides documents about report comparing concerned parents to the KKK by the America First Legal. The Southern Poverty Law Center, or the SPLC, a leftist group known for putting mainstream conservative organizations on a hate map with Ku Klux Klan chapters, added parental rights groups, including Parents' Rights in Education, to that hate map last June. America First Legal filed a lawsuit after the Justice Department refused to hand over its communications related to a report last June comparing parental rights organizations to the KKK. Heritage Foundation's oversight project received records showing SPLC reached out to the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division before releasing its hate map. In addition, the SPLC offered to brief Justice Department leaders on the hate map. What? The department confirmed to the Washington Examiner that the briefing indeed took place in a 2021 call with donors. SPLC President Margaret Wang bragged that the Biden administration reached out to her organization for advice to help shape its domestic terrorism strategy. Comment from Ian Pryor, who is senior advisor to America First Legal, stated, "The Department of Justice has made it a priority to silence parents who speak out against DEI and the government-sponsored transgender agenda being pushed in public schools to children as young as 5 years old." For our interview this Friday, we have a special guest, Camille Kiefel. She's the founder of D-Trans Help, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping folks who want to detransition.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To keep up with everything we're doing, check out our website, parentsrightsandeducation.com, and sign up for our newsletter. You can also join our movement for free by visiting our website, parentsrightsandeducation.com. To do your part in protecting parents' rights, you can become a Club 12x12 member by donating $12 a month. It takes all of us to make the change that we want to see. Thanks so much for listening. Talk soon.